Last week, I shared with you four values about kingdom discipleship and what it all presence, position, purpose, and practice. We know that we have been effective and faithful and fruitful if we're equipping you in these four things. And I put the words last week. I put a few more words this week. Presence, we mean Holy Spirit filled, led, and empowered. We want you to become. Man, you're in the spit zone. Whatever. So, you're a missionary. You've been through a lot of rough stuff. Holy Spirit filled and empowered is what we mean. Educating people. I don't mean charismatically. I mean the person of the Holy Spirit who is the chief missionary on planet Earth. Jesus said, "It's for your good I go away." And so we want to train people in their God. And we know that we've progressed not if you've memorized just more Bible and go to more church, but if you're moving in and having living experience with obeying and manifesting the life in the Holy Spirit. And so we want you to grow in confidence in the literal presence of God and not be shortchanged through religion. Number two, position, we mean identity in Christ. We mean the 200 times that it's in or by. It's the motif of the Apostle Paul, is that we're now in Christ and we are a whole new creature. And so this is what we mean when we talk about position and unpacking that. Number three is purpose, giftings, callings, and kingdom assignment, that you unpack your purpose. And again, we did this last week, but I just want to put some more words to it as we continue to branch this out. Number four then is that you have practical obedience and action. You're moving and doing. You're not a theorist. You're not someone that just talks heavy about all this and then, you know, you go and listen to other people talk about it and hit the next hot conference where somebody else is talking about it. I mean, praise God for all that, but man, if this doesn't manifest in action, then what are we doing? You know, and so these four things are measures by which we know whether we're being effective as a ministry. And I'll say again, so, and even if it's at nauseam, we're not here to make church members. We're here to make disciples. In all of our equipping ministries, we're not going for your allegiance to us or our culture. We're going for your allegiance to King Jesus, to the spreading of his kingdom. We would love if that means you hang with us more, but if it doesn't, then God forbid that we try to put a hook in you. I'm pausing for an amen. Yeah, good, 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 good. Sorry, I'm an amen hound. So, I appreciate. Really, that's important to us, and it's been a great experiment. And so, we're trying to give ourselves to this, and so wanted to say that again to you. Amen.